Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This time of year, some of us have already participated in a graduation ceremony. Graduation from high school means one chapter of one's life has ended while the next chapter begins. It means it's a time to begin again, to start something new. For those who were liberated from their demons by Jesus, it was a new beginning, a new life as well. Others saw Jesus' liberating power of the Holy Spirit as something to fear and to be angry about. The experts, the scribes, tried to explain how Jesus could do such a miraculous thing. But Jesus shows how their explanation that he is Satan makes no sense. His exorcisms show that the kingdom of God has broken into the world and Satan is bound, signaling the end of the devil's power. We hear in the Old Testament reading that in the evening, God seeks out sinful Adam and calls out to him. And at the end time, the Word made flesh, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, comes to seek sinners and to call out to them. In Christ, Eden is opened up once again, and we are forgiven and reconciled to God, having life in Him. But the scribes are unaware that the inbreaking of God's reign is here in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus has entered the strong man's house, Satan's reign in the world. He has tied up the strong man, Satan, and frees people from his demonic reign over their lives. The old serpent that struck the heel of humanity, attacking them with all his evil, will be defeated. On the cross, the serpent's head is crushed, and Satan will be completely defeated by Eve's offspring, the son of Mary, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus plunders Satan's property, setting people free from all kinds of disease and ailments. And he will ultimately set them free from sin and death. Sadly, when confronted with the awesome power of God's love to heal, the scribes blaspheme the Holy Spirit working in Jesus. They're unable to receive the forgiveness and new life of God offered to them through the power of the Holy Spirit in the work and person of Jesus Christ. And so they condemn themselves to death, placing themselves outside the reach of forgiveness and salvation, denying the power of the Spirit. They deny Jesus' invitation to become part of his family, God's family. The experts on God are so caught up in their own preconceived notions about God and how he acts, they don't recognize him when they see him face to face in the person of Jesus Christ. Sound familiar? Are there times we are unable to see Jesus Christ in the face of the people in our community? If Jesus came back today, trying to expand our perceptions of how God works, would we be threatened because of our preconceived notions of Christ? Would we accept him, acknowledge him, or even see him? How many times we leaped before we prayed, thinking that we had the answers instead of listening in prayer for what God is trying to tell us. In order for us to do God's will, we have to know God's will. And we will only know God's will when we are transformed and shaped by His presence through the Holy Spirit. In reading and studying Scripture, we are in the presence of Jesus Christ. As Luther would say, the Bible is the cradle that holds Jesus Christ, the Word of God made flesh. By understanding the biblical story, we see the biblical story is really our story of redemption and salvation and transformation. And we become part of God's family. We become part of God's biblical narrative. In prayer, we enter into communion with God, listening to what His will is for us. In worship, we enter into the divine life of the triune God and become part of the biblical story. In reaching out to others, we see Christ and those in need, and we are able to embody His love by loving others. In fellowship, we see that we are part of a much larger family, a family built on love, the love of Christ. No longer are we the crowd on the outside trying to get to Jesus. We have become His brothers and sisters. We become a part of His family in holy baptism and a splash for new life. And we are placed at His table where we are fed, forgiven, and saved. And our identity is changed forever. Our identity is shaped by Jesus Christ and by doing the will of God. Through Jesus, our family story intersects with God's story at the cross. And we see that we are invited to write the next chapter in God's great love story of healing, redemption, and salvation. And so the more we spend time with Jesus, the more we are illuminated by His divine light. And we are able to see our true selves. Our true self is not the sinful, broken self. Our true self is the self that God intended for us to be. Our true self is a child of God, reflecting God's image. When, with Jesus in our lives, we can truly be ourselves. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is able to take the conflicting and fractured parts of ourselves and give us that inner peace, making us whole, transforming us into a people who have love for others. In Christ, we are able to be comfortable with ourselves, seeing that what we are is not what we will be. We are able to understand that our physical challenges and the wasting away of these old bodies are a reminder of the death of Christ and our own journey through death. But they also remind us that we share in Christ's victory over death. And so our moments of joy in this world point to the joy of our new resurrected life, which is being renewed each day. And we'll come to completion in the age to come. This renewal, this movement of resurrection from glory to greater glory, enables us to understand that we are more than our conflicts. Our past struggles and experiences with the demons of this world and the demons within us may help to shape us, but they do not define us. In Christ, we are given a new identity, a new life, a new beginning. A fresh start. We may be bruised and bend in this world through our struggles, but we won't break. We may be beaten down, but we will always get back up again. In Christ, we carry the victory of the cross and witness to that victory for others. May we always be the resurrected people. A people of prayer, a people who seek and help those in need. A people not focused on having the next best thing. Not focused on what our neighbor has. But a people who give thanks to God and His Son, Jesus Christ, for the abundant blessings of God. in our lives. And most of all, we give thanks to God for our resurrected life won by His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. We give thanks today and every day for a new start, a new resurrected life, life that is now and forever. Amen.